is just rejoicing. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, our Savior, our King, our God, our confidant, our friend, oh God, we just thank you. Excuse me, our comforter. We thank you this morning, oh Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy. We thank and praise you, oh God, for getting us up in our right minds to serve you, to love you, oh God. We thank you, Father, for each and every family member who is on the call this morning, Lord, who's on their way to the King of Artists Conference. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that all roads are leading there safely in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come before you and with hearts of thanksgiving for the great and the greater things that you have done and are still doing in our lives. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh Lord, who and the D.A.C. de Leon family, Father, which is the reason why we gather each and every Monday through Friday morning to rejoice, Lord, to hear a word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the vision that these visionaries have had. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you that you are blessing them even while they are in Orlando. Father, that you're doing you're doing supernaturally. You're working in their lives, Lord, to bring forth that which they stand in need of. Father, we're calling those things out, that you're showering them with all favor, with everything they need in the mighty name of Jesus. And not only just what they need, but what they want. Now, Father, we thank and praise you for your faithfulness to them and your faithfulness to us. Father, we thank you for the speaker who will come forth this morning, Pastor Susan, to bring a word of God, Lord, that we know that will enrich us, enhance us as believers as we begin our very day. Father, we thank and praise you for watching over her and keeping her, she and her entire family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for using her in this way to bring forth the word, all of you, dear God, and none of her. Now, Lord, we thank you that as the word is preached, as the word goes forth, Lord, that our family members will take it, Lord, and run with it, that they will apply, that we will apply it to our lives, because we are not only hearers of the word, but we are doers as well. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you that the only thing that's not welcome on this call is Satan and his cohorts. So we have vetoed, kicked them out, put a gag order that this call will go forth with clarity, Lord, and that our hearts are open to receive it, and that he is not even trying to interfere with our thinking as this word goes forth, because we will chew on it and regurgitate it and then share a chew on it again until it becomes a part of our very being as we meditate on the word. Father, we thank and praise you for the conference that is going forth, that it is blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor and glory. Now I turn the call over to our host, Minister LaShawn. I love you, my family. Go out and have a tell somebody about Jesus kind of day. Are you there, Minister LaShawn?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, and I love that tag, go tell the world about Jesus. It reminds me of the late, great Mahalia Jackson, tell the world about this. So I will make sure I do my part and continue to show what God is doing in our lives. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn, and I'm over here in cloudy Delaware, greeting you with Jesus' joy and reminding you that God loves you and we love you as well. And we want to thank you for calling in this morning to the Master's Call. This call was founded October 25th by two victorious women of God. And you may have heard us talk about them. You may have met them. And if you haven't had a chance to see who they are, if you go to the Artist Empowerment Conference this weekend and attend the service or go to the awesome, awesome workshops that they're going to have, you will have an opportunity to meet Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother, Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the ambassador of Artists International, and you'll know who she is by those beautiful dimples on the side of her face. I encourage you to go and hug their neck and get to know them as well as the other Master's Call family this weekend. So like I said, the Master's Call was found October 25th, 2010. We are coming up on our fourth year, and we're just excited because God has blessed this call with consistency. God has blessed this call with information, but most of all, God has blessed this call because it is all about the Master. And we have a mission statement where God gave those two beautiful women this mission. He said, I have a mission statement because everything that's done with God is with decency and order. So he said, I want you to tell my people that this call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So as you heard that beautiful prayer by Minister Willa, you're going to hear a dynamic word by Pastor Susan, and we're going to go ahead and close the word out with prayer. You're definitely going to be enriched, enhanced, and empowered. And there's a scripture reference that we stand on. It is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer goes before you. So as you see, Master's Call family, we start the call off in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and encourage you to maintain your day in prayer, because when your prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And immediately following after this call is an MMC call, and that is the Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by a team of Platinum Presidents, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and many, many others, those who are movers and shakers and artists international, those who have an inspiring word, those who will get your business going and give you techniques and ways that you can stay afloat. And you may say, well, wait a minute, how can I listen to a call like that? All you have to do is dial area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. Again, that's 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. And we encourage you to share that number as well as the Master's Call number with family and friends. So you may say, well, wait, what does a Platinum President have to do with a prayer call? And what is Artists International? And I don't understand all this. I came here to get the word. Well, I encourage you to stay on the line and go back to the person who told you about this call and ask you to minister the information about Artists International, which is the most greatest health and wellness company. It is an amazing company with the founders that are sold out to the Lord. They put God before any and everything that they do. And because of that, this health and wellness company that is changing lives and changing zip codes, this company is blessed. So we want you to go to our website, write it down, www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. I want you to go there and share that link on your social media pages, share that link on your email signature, share that link in a text message. We want you to invite everybody to this beautiful call. They can listen to the messages as they are archived on the website. Site for them to hear the word at a morning, afternoon, and evening type basis. Even in the wee hours of the night, you will be able to hear the word. And if you go to the website, you'll notice that there are prayer directives. I know that the conference starts tomorrow, but guess what? When it comes down to fasting and meditating for the Lord, it is never too late. So there are prayer directives for the Artist Empowerment Conference, along with scripture references, and we encourage you to join us because we want to stand, touch, and lock an agreement that not only will this conference go forth with clarity, not only will this conference go with decency and order, but that somebody is blessed from this conference. So I'm just excited. We want you to email us about your conference experience by emailing us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. Use that email address to give us your praise reports, your testimonies, and your prayer requests, but also to let us know if you're going to be out there on Sunday and would like to join us and help us out with the conference service, and also to let us know your experience from the conference. So we're just so excited in the Lord right now. I'm about to move out the way so Pastor Susan Hill can come on the line and let us know, thus saith the Lord. And she is married to Tony N. Hill, the mighty man of God in her life for the last 27 years. She is the mother of two adult children and an awesome mighty woman of valor and destiny. Tadrian, an anointed radical woman of destiny, she flows in liquid grace. And Tadrian is the mother of the remarkable, creative, and super smart, almost three-year-old granddaughter, Hayden Amai. And Hayden is her G-pop and G-nanny's joy. I love it. The nanny and G-pop and Mimas and Nanas is absolute beauty and sheer happiness. Susan has served in various areas of ministry, pastoral care team, big students ministry for teens, children's ministry, vision keeper support, ushers and greeters, and event project planning coordinating. Tony and Susan have been at Artists International going on for 6 years in September, and she looks forward to many, many more years with Artists International and helping to take artists to a $1 billion company or greater. It is my pleasure and honor to introduce to some and bring back to many none other than Pastor Susan Hill. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Pastor Vanessa.
Hey, Dr. Vanessa, our mother eagle. And ladies and gentlemen, as we say, be ready in season and out of season. Our dynamic mother eagle, founder of the beautiful ministry that she has. And I'm telling you, Dr. Vanessa Williams, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon always, always, always has a word, and she always brings something from Gathering of the Eagles for us to chew on. So I'm going to move out the way and let her go ahead and give us the word this morning. Take it away, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for that shift and flexibility of the Holy Ghost. And we are always about here on the Master's Call. It isn't about personalities. It's about the personhood of Jesus Christ. And we get on each and every morning to hear a clarion word, and I endeavor to do the same. And we are just so excited. Bags packed, leaving in a couple of hours to head to Orlando today. Can't wait to see many of you and hug your necks. And for those of you who aren't going to be traveling with us, please keep us in prayer. We've been praying earnestly and fasting, many of us, in preparation for this awesome encounter with God for this great company of Artists International. So I'm going to minister something that I was just praying about in my spirit when I realized I was going to have to pinch hit this morning for Pastor Susan, who will be with us at another time. God led me to a very familiar passage, and due to time, I'm just going to kind of paraphrase the story because we all know it. In Mark 4, verses 35 through 41, chronicles the story of when the disciples were instructed by Jesus to get in the ship, get in the boat, and he told them to go to the other side of the sea. And we know as they were on their way, they encountered a great storm. And in that verse 37 in Mark 4, he wrote, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And when he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, spoke to the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." And that passage goes on to end in verse 41, when they realized that, wow, he could speak to the winds and the waves, and they would obey him. And they feared exceedingly. Fear there in the Greek means they reverenced him even more, and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" I'm going to talk briefly this morning about riding with Jesus, trusting God through your storms. Riding with Jesus, trusting God through your storms. It's not if I have a storm in life or if you encounter a storm in life, it's when we encounter the storms of life. If you're not in any kind of storm right now, praise God, lift those hands and thank him, because that probably means, not trying to prophesy any doom or gloom on you, but just keep living and you will probably be on your way into one. And for those of us who may be in the midst of the storm, want to speak and encourage your hearts to embrace and hold on to the peace of God in the midst of the storm, that we didn't come to stay in the storm, but to go through the storm and to have on the other side a testimony of how we trusted God, and he brought us through. Let's first talk about when we say we're believers, when we're riding with Jesus, when we get in the boat of commitment to Christ and put on our lives the tag that we are Christians, followers of our Lord and Savior. When we decided we weren't going to try to co-pilot this life, we're going to get back in coach and let Jesus be our guide, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, who is sent now in this dispensation to speak to our hearts, to lead us and guide us, correct us, instruct us. We said when we got in this boat of saying, I'm a believer, that, Lord, I'm going to ride with you all the way to the other side. Well, situational storms, first kind of storms will come up. They were on their way obeying God. See, that first point is, in the midst of obedience, storms still occur. I get scared of these folks who want to tell you and teach, not even scriptural, that when you get saved, all worries and cares are gone. No, that's when all the hell breaks loose, because you were on the devil's side before you got saved. And when you change teams, now you're opposing, and there is a real opposition in the heavens from the demonic side. But I'm glad to report today that 1 John 4, that fourth verse says, greater is he that's in me than he, the demonic little imps and all those principalities, they're not greater than he that's in me is greater than he that is in the world. So when situational storms come, even in obedience, walking with God, obeying God, the devil is a holy hater. He doesn't like us to walk in success and prosperity and blessings. And he does everything. That's his MO. That's his job. John 10:10 told us that he's a thief. He comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. We know it, but I don't know why we freak out when it happens. We can quote that verse and know it deep in our spirit, but some kind of way we get that kind of selective amnesia that when the attacks come, we forget this is a fight, but it's a fixed fight. So when a situational storm comes, circumstances cause a storm. When you pray and ask God for things that you desire, a storm's going to break out. What you mean, Dr. B? Well, I'll give you some biblical examples. See, when Hannah wanted a child and cried out, especially in 1 Samuel, the beginning of that book, when Peniah was just harassing her, being a holy hater, saying, I have children, and you barren. And she didn't realize, because she was going to carry a special child, an anointed and appointed child, pivotally, greatly used as priest and prophet in Samuel. See, she didn't know that when her womb was barren, but when she asked, a situation arose and she had to walk it through. Moses, he didn't even know when he was put in that woven basket as a baby, deliverer of people, of the people of God, going up the Nile River. He was hooked up with Pharaoh's house and didn't know it. And when he did, out of who he was, killed the soldier, and his life spun out of control. So he thought, prayers were being answered. When Esther, she didn't ask to hook up with the king. You know, Mordecai had to kind of help homegirl remember in Esther 4, you were called to the kingdom for such a time as this. See, when we pray, we often don't realize situations, as I love how Joseph B. Washington says, situations arise, circumstances, desires often cause the storm. All we're talking about, riding with Jesus, trusting God through our storm. It doesn't mean you don't ask, because even when you don't ask, when purpose, when destiny, when an assignment is plastered on your life, and it is, because each and every one of us have a divine destiny in God. We have a purpose that was predestined from the beginning of time on our lives. Circumstances will arise. Life causes circumstances, and when the situation happens, we have to hold on to the horns of the altar, meaning that's what our mouths have to open up and say only what God says about it. When the storms of life have folks saying things that don't line up with the dream you saw and you don't know how you're going to get it done, that's when, in the midst of the circumstances, you have to say, tell your flesh to hush, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God had told me how. I'm just going to be obedient and he'll make it a way out of no way. That's what the old saints used to sing, and they used to say it and watch God do it. And see, in our lives, the situations come to have our Heavenly Father show up. And let us see how awesome he really is. Another kind of storm when we're riding with Jesus is relationship storms, interpersonal storms. See, these were his disciples. These weren't stray folks along the way. These were his disciples that Jesus handpicked in the boat. And when he had been pouring into them and letting them see the demonstration of God's power, when it got rough, they still ran to him and said, hold up, you need to wake up. Because a storm that is real tough is brewing. How many times do we get attuned when our kids run to us and we remind them, I've taught you this. I told you this several times. Well, Daddy God has told us things. I don't say amen or oh me. Daddy God has told us things many times. And I call it my, oh, Lord, deliver me from my dumb attack. When something happens, it's like, ah, deer caught in headlights, and I got to speak to myself and calm my spirit and remind myself that greater is he that's in me. Then remind myself, you're the woman for the job. God's appointed you, so he's going to equip you. Where God guides, God provides. See, I got to start doing like David did. I had to start encouraging myself. And a lot of times your relationships around you will pull from you instead of pour into you. In the midst of the storm, you looking for your help. My grandmama used to say, help, H-E-P, help in Lord Jesus. Then you got to run to the source. So when they realized it wasn't in them, they ran to the rock of Jesus and wanted to know, hold up, why are you sleeping? See, he had his peace. He was going to show them some natural and supernatural peace. See, when we stay close to God, then you start having the ability, when the fiery darts come, to laugh at the devil. Well, the interpersonal comes from first us having the personal relationship with God and then surrounding ourselves, our inner court of friends. You know, that holy of holy friends needs to be your equally yoked friends who know how to pray and get a prayer through, who know how to stand and walk with God. And if you say, I don't have any, Dr. V, let's start praying them in. And thirdly, we have emotional storms. We have first situational storms and relational and impersonal, interpersonal storms, and then we have emotional storms. We often just got to speak to ourselves. The drama is coming out of us. The fear is rising up in us. The doubt wants to slip out of our lips. And we have to put those emotions in check. And as I often have said on these calls over the years, you have to purpose every day. It doesn't come natural because God gave you those emotions, but they've got to submit to the Spirit of the Lord. Our emotions have to submit to what does the Word of God say. And Romans 7 and Romans 8, those chapters, Paul outlines it so awesomely that we have to be spirit-led and not emotionally led, not carnally led. He didn't tell you to deny your emotions. He didn't tell you to play like you don't feel, but he told you and I that as triune beings, as spirit, soul, and body, when the Word of God says a thing, when God speaks to your heart and decrees a thing, tell your emotions, hush, tell your body, oh, no, no, line up, line up, line up with what the Word says about me. And that today, so that when we get in the boat with Jesus, when he's commanded us to go to the other side, that project, you don't know how you're going to finish. Get ready. You're standing at your alpha, but you start decreeing your omega. What you mean, Dr. V? Oh, Romans 4:17. We quote it, but we got to get it in our spirit. Call those things that be not as though they were. Remember, Abram, before he became Abraham, when God spoke to him, I'm calling you the father of many nations. And his wife was barren, old, and 90, ain't nothing usually working. Come on now. And she laughed in her heart, and he got into disbelief. But today, when our emotions want to rule and reign, we've got to quiet our spirit. Peace be still to this situation. I speak the shalom peace of God to line up. Lay hands on your own self. Calm down. Bring it in, girlfriend. Bring it in, my brother. Greater is he that's in me. I keep saying that because we got to stir up the gifts of God inside of us, but there's got to be put something inside of us to come out. So when we're riding with Jesus today, when we're trusting God through our storms, we're going to be alert and aware that situations will arise, circumstances will happen, but God's got an answer. God's got a way of escape. He promised that in 1 Corinthians 10:13, that with every temptation, he didn't say with some, he said with every, with all temptations, he makes a way of escape. There's a way to make it out to that other side. And then with relationships, do a fruit check first in yourself with the relationships you have allowed around them, around you. Are they empowering you or are they draining you? Are they helping to guide and speak truth to you? Or do they always subtract from you? And then lastly, the emotional storms. Like I said, it's okay to have some emotions and the fiery darts will come. But pass your test so you have a testimony. When we're riding with Jesus and he told you to go to the other side, it's a fixed fight. He means that you'll get there. He wouldn't tell you to do something we aren't equipped to do. We have to make up our mind this day, this hour, this season. God, if you say no, send me. I'll go. I'm riding with you, Jesus, trusting God through my storms, coming out on the other side. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
My God, my God, my God, didn't I tell you that we were in for a powerful word? We thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for allowing God to utilize you to remind us that we must let peace be still while we are riding through the storm. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving and praise. We thank you, Lord, for the word that came through this morning. God, thank you that this word has touched us collectively and individually, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your daughter, this beautiful vessel of you, God. We thank you for her decreasing so the word can increase in her. We thank you, Lord, for her leadership. We thank you, Lord, for her mentorship. We thank you, Lord, that she said yes. Because of you, she said yes, and we were able to hear this word in this telecommunication sanctuary. We thank you, Lord, because you had your way and reminded us just how awesome you are, just how faithful you are, just how omnipotent you are, God. We just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you touch each and every one of us. You know what we stand in need of prayer for, Lord. We know all the prayer requests that are spoken and unspoken, God. We thank you, Lord, that you've already said yes and amen. We thank you, Lord, that once we opened our mouths and petitioned the prayer that has already been answered, you have already run your DNA through our systems, Lord. We thank you for the healing virtue that you have put upon us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, right now that tests are coming back negative. We thank you, Lord, right now that blood pressure has been leveled. We thank you right now that cholesterol is normal. We thank you right now that cancer and lupus and diabetes and HIV and any other chronic illness has already been eradicated because we know, Lord, that by his stripes we are healed. And we thank you for your son. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that poured and ran on Calvary. Because of that, our sins are forgiven. Because of that, our ailments are already healed. We thank you, Lord, for the Artist Empowerment Conference. We thank you, Lord, that thousands of lives are going to be impacted. Thousands of lives are going to be changed. Thousands of lives will hear your word, Father. We thank you for the hotel staff. We thank you for the flight crew. We thank you, Lord, for those in bag check. We thank you, Lord, for those driving the taxis. We thank you, Lord, for those walking across the street that will hear the word of Artists International and ask how they, too, can help with this health ministry. Now, Father, we thank you for having your way in our lives. We welcome you into our hearts, our souls, and our mind. And, God, we want to be more like you. So we thank you for everything that you have done, will do, and plan to do. Lord, thank you for whispering in our ear, let peace be still and to trust in me. It is in Jesus' precious and matchless name that we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Master's Call family, I trust that you are enriched, empowered, and enhanced this morning. Go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and reminding them about the good news of the Lord. Give this replay number to your friends and family, 712-432-1085, with the same access code, 957-677-pound. And we want to thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting and seating God's children this morning. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for that dynamic and powerful message that was blessed upon you this morning. And we all, again, ask you to touch and agree about this Artist Empowerment Conference. And we thank you all for fasting with us and meditating on the Word. I will now call Dr. Vanessa back for our closing benediction. I love you all with the love of the Lord. Take it away, Dr. V.
Thank you again so much for hosting the call. And again, a shout out to you, Minister Willie, and all of you that I'm looking at on the board. We praise God for each and one of you, each and every one of you. I pray that you receive the word and be doers of the word. Let's seal this time in prayer. Precious Holy Spirit, we just thank you for allowing us this thankful Thursday, this tag that Minister Willa gave us. We praise God for this day. And as we leave this call, continue to empower each and every one of us for greatness, to be all that you have ordained us to be, to trust you as we are riding to the other side, to see ourselves successful in you, to see ourselves with the eyes of faith, walking in obedience to your word and to your will for our lives. Daddy God, we just thank you that you are doing all that you've promised for us with the Kings of Artists and this Empowerment Conference, and we will stay on the wall and continue to birth in prayer everything you desire to take place throughout today, tomorrow, traveling mercies for each and every one who is headed that way, and that your presence be in that Marriott Hotel, that it's not just a hotel anymore, that it's a sanctuary of convening all of the eagles as they gather to learn so that they soar higher in you. So bless us. Keep us strong in you. We're trusting, believing, and expecting even the greater things this day because we've spent time with you and in your word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out, as our co-founder would say, and have a super fantastic day, and look forward to hearing you live from Orlando tomorrow morning. Bye-bye, and be blessed.